It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and this is Radio Now. It is Friday, November 30th. Guys, it's almost December. Can I get a ho, ho, ho?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Okay, my little elves are not at their full capacity this morning. No, it is crazy. Time is flying. And yes, if you're keeping track, we are a little over a week away from my birthday, December 10th. Make sure you get those gifts in the mail as soon as possible to the radio station. I really would appreciate them. Alex, you can just bring it in studio. Have you already bought my gift, or what's your plan?
I have not gone Christmas shopping yet.
No, I'm talking birthday shopping.
Okay. Well, birthday and or Christmas. I have not done any shopping yet.
Oh, okay. So you're taking your time finding the perfect gift for me.
That is correct.
How was your day yesterday?
It was honestly pretty non-eventful. I have my heat. I don't know what you guys keep your places at, but I have my heat cranked to like 70. Which I am really a stickler for my thermostat in my apartment. Like, I usually, no matter what time of year it is, it's between 68 and 70 at all times.
Flip out the thermostat.
Yeah. And I just still am freezing to death. And I'm like, I won't turn it up higher than that because, you know, it costs more in the winter to have your heat up. So
when
I'm
did
just,
you get so cheap? That's my job.
No, like, when it comes to heat and air, I am, like, really careful about that stuff because it can, I mean, you'll get, I've done it before by, and then, you know,
you'll by get accident. Like a $500
yeah,
bill.
Yeah, I had like a $200 bill. I'm not doing that again. So now I'm very careful, but I have this heater and I haven't used it since last year. And now I think for some reason it broke by me not even using it. It's just been sitting around and I don't think it's working totally right. So I've just been freezing to death. How warm do you guys keep your places when it's winter?
Oh, God. I always do it low. I think I keep it like 68 or something like that. I don't know. Like Lindsay's always yelling at me.
63.
That's
dude,
ice cold.
I totally wish I lived with you.
Is that a money thing?
We'd be perfect roommates.
No.
That's frostbite,
no,
dude.
No, of course
no,
not.
No, it's not. Frostbite's 30 below 32.
That's why me and Joe like the AC on in here.
Yeah, and that's why
that 63.
Yeah, I don't want it hot.
What do you keep it on in the summer?
Oh, like the AC?
Yeah.
Crank the AC up in
all
the summer.
The time,
that's
yeah.
ungodly. 63.
Listen, Live the Web Girl, you're the kind of person that, and you've done this actually, I thought about buying you. My wife and I actually thought about getting like a GoFundMe for you to buy you a window AC unit. You spend more money at the bars on the weekend and you, with the money you could have bought a wall AC unit.
Right.
So that's just your priority in life is party above comfort. I can't sleep even when I'm naked at night if it's hot.
Well, you know what? I actually did cave in and buy an AC unit like a couple months, like in the summer, in July, I think, because I had my, I was done. I was done with like being so cold. So,
what do you keep your apartment at?
Well, I don't have a thermostat. So, I don't have a thermostat.
What?
So, the heat is controlled. Like, it's the same for all of the apartments. Like, it's controlled for the whole building.
By the little
like
cockroaches
thing.
Running on
yeah.
a wheel.
Yeah, no. Wait, but I will say, so my room is always so hot. It's the hottest in the winter because I'm on the middle floor. No, seriously, Joe, don't play this cockroaches noise. That freaks me out. But, and I have, like, a crack in one of my closets. Like the paneling and
that's
the
where
ceiling.
The cockroaches are coming in.
No, that's no. where the cameras are set up.
Ooh, yikes.
But that's like the paneling is like cracked or something. So all the heat seeps through
oh, no.
into my apartment. And I have asked them like, can you please turn it down? I am sweating throughout the night in like December. And they're like, I'm sorry, but like everyone else is really cold.
You're See, just high maintenance.
Your business section or department or whatever you call that office, they should be patching up that hole.
Yeah, that's so what everyone says yes. when I tell them.
Yeah, you absolutely need to tell them. Have you not told them?
I feel like I brought it up once.
Well, you need to be bringing it up more. They patch the hole and then you won't have heat seep through. Pork chops, surely you are living the comfortable life and you aren't having any of these issues.
Right. Well, hey, I got to do laundry yesterday, but now it's just awkward.
What's awkward?
Me living in my boyfriend's aunt's house.
I thought you liked it there.
I did.
Till yesterday, the day before, whenever he was in his boyfriend's aunt's bed in the cow goat costume and she walked in on him.
Oh, yeah, we discovered you were a furry.
So, well, we might have discovered she is, but we're going to talk to her later this morning in the show and find out exactly why she had this costume and what she thought when she saw producer Porkchop in her bed in the costume.
Yeah, that's going to be around 7:30, 6:30 central for that. So
it just looked comfortable, the bed.
Oh, the outfit didn't look comfortable to you?
It looked funny. I wanted it for the selfie.
And you can actually see the photo we're talking about. It's on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. So, Liv, besides all the heat, how was your day yesterday?
So, it was actually crazy. I'm actually having an allergic reaction, like, on my skin to something, and I don't know what it is, and this has been going on for 2 months.
2 months?
And, yes. And so, they gave me, like, I've been trying to put, like, over-the-counter stuff on it, and it hasn't been working for 2 months. So then I went back to like a just walk-in doctor at like a pharmacy, and they couldn't help me. So they directed me to somewhere else and they couldn't help me. So I'm kid you not, from when did I go? Probably like from noon yesterday until 6:30 at night, I was dealing with doctors and doctor's offices and sitting in waiting rooms, and like it was just absolutely miserable. So then I didn't get to working out, and I was really planning on working out because of the challenge we have going. And I
Well, you know, we won't tell anybody that you have crabs.
Shut up. It is not crabs. It's an allergic reaction. My skin is so sensitive.
Where's it reacted at?
It's on my leg.
Oh, okay. I know how that happened. Okay, well, I'm glad you got an excuse. That's cool. Porkchop, I didn't see you respond either. I even tagged both you on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. But yes, yesterday my day was busy as usual, just doing crap around the house. But I was able to get in my little yoga workout. I'm feeling good, guys. Got that yoga yoga. It's changing your life. I got 30 minutes in.
Wow.
You guys are going to be in that, what are we calling it, the shame? The box of shame?
The box of shame, yeah. Porkchop, what was your excuse for not working out yesterday?
You said 4 days within the
Yeah,
week.
I know. I'm just shocked you haven't even done it.
Oh, but Joe did. Can I get an amen over here? All right, there you go. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up, new music from Miley Cyrus dropped last night. Plus, this actor admitted he was a total jerk for a long time in his personal life. And the cutest video ever of a child talking about Justin Bieber.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Kris Jenner scored a cameo role in Ariana Grande's Thank You Next music video. Grande's video is kind of paying homage to several famous chick flicks, and it drops today. We've been waiting for that. She is referencing 13 Going on 30 in it, Mean Girls, Legally Blonde, and Bring It On. There's no word yet on what movie Kris Jenner, though, is going to be dropped into. But if I had to guess, I would say she's got to be playing the mom role, Regina George's mom
Freaky
role
Friday.
From Mean Girls.
My bad.
So, because Ariana Grande in the Mean Girls section of the music video, we already know is going to be Regina George. So that just makes sense because Kris Jenner is often, like, it's joked that she is just like the Mean Girls mom, right?
I mean, that is going to make my life if that happens.
There was tons of new music announcements last night. Zayn announced a release date for his second studio album called Icarus Falls. Fans can get the album on December 14th. He also dropped a new single last night. Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson dropped their new single, Nothing Breaks a Heart, last night. And the music video for this has tons of hidden stuff, by the way, referencing the old Miley and just, you know, the media in pursuit of her and just trashing her for so many years with, you know, all of her twerking and all that kind of stuff. And there's also references to a lot of political pop culture moments, like kneeling, protesting.
Okay, like Kaepernick, yeah.
Yeah, gun violence, all kinds of stuff. So it's a pretty big music video. Here's a clip of Nothing Breaks Like a Heart by Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson.
With this broken silence, by thunder crashing in the dark.
I Love it. Oh my gosh. I seriously, though, am such a Miley fan. And as far as her music goes, she's one of my favorite voices. So I really like it. I hope that the song does well because we've been needing like a huge hit from Miley because her last single, Malibu, just did not really do that great. Garth Brooks last night was praising Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper for their movie A Star Is Born. I just thought that this was kind of really sweet of him.
Professional athletes, when they do movies about pro football or something, all the football players go, that's not real. Same way in music, right? You do songs about it, that's not real. Man, the live stuff they did here, the stuff that they did that was so real. People at backstage in certain places, just where they were at, was perfect. Whoever had their hands on the wheel, and I'm thinking it's Miss Gaga, actually, it was authentic as hell, and I enjoyed it as an entertainer watching somebody do a movie about entertainment.
Now what we really need is a Garth Brooks Lady Gaga song on the radio.
Yeah, I would be down for that. Action star Jackie Chan has admitted to being a total jerk in his personal life by treating women badly and throwing his son Jason when he was a toddler across the room in a rage. In his new memoir, Never Grow Up, the martial arts star said that he used to strut around in a gold chain, sleep with prostitutes, and drive drunk all the time, crashing a Porsche one morning and a Mercedes-Benz later that night. When he met his future wife, Joan Lynn, he was so paranoid that she was a gold digger that he hid his money from her and then cheated on her with an actress and former beauty queen. Now, Jackie Chan is 64, and he blames his behavior on his insecurities and immaturity. I think we can all relate to that. And Hailey Baldwin can't wait to start a family with Justin Bieber. In a new interview, the model said, I love kids and I can't wait to have my own. I would say that that is now becoming more of a reality. So there you go. She did say that she doesn't have specific plans to have children anytime soon, though. But her and Justin Bieber, you know, just got married secretly earlier this year. And speaking of children and new music, Justin Bieber posted this video of a little girl on his Instagram yesterday freaking out and saying that Justin is quitting music. So Justin posted it with the caption, "Don't believe everything you read, sweet little girl. You will hear something from me sooner than you think."
I'm talking about Justin Bieber quit.
Why would he do that?
Because he was too tired of doing it.
I don't blame him.
Oh, man.
She said, I'm talking about Justin Bieber quit.
He's too tired.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. All right, fess up here. I mean, I don't think you're going to get in that much trouble. Who here on the Joe and Alex Show has stolen something from their job?
Not me.
Not me.
Porkchop, what have you stolen from the workplace?
I've never stolen anything in my life.
You guys are the biggest, lamest liars I've ever met. In any job you've ever worked, you've never stolen or taken something.
Oh, no, I have.
Then say it.
Oh, I thought you meant this job.
Oh, no, you better not be stealing from the Joe and Alex Show. You get your hand cut off.
So when I used to be a research assistant for the dean of the College of Business at the University of Louisville where I went, I loved the pens that they had, and so I would take the pens and use them in class.
Oh, that's lame.
Because I would go straight from there to class.
All right, lame. Thank you, next. I have to Ariana Grande you. No.
I'm
sorry.
I'm way too scared to steal stuff, but I know that we did have a producer on this show at one time before producer Porkchop who would take toilet paper from our bathroom.
No,
To keep at his house.
No. Are you lying?
No, I saw him with a roll before, too.
I mean,
he put it in his backpack.
So I have taken stuff from like the where I went to college, the big cafeteria area. I used to take their napkin dispensers, their entire napkin dispensers, and put them in my backpack.
Why?
When we would be out of paper towels at my apartment.
Oh, God.
And also, I used to help other girls when I lived in the sorority house steal toilet paper from the sorority house. I mean, technically, they pay for that, too.
It's a toilet paper crime ring.
I know. No kidding. Now, listen, a little separate here, but what I did is for toilet paper, when I was broke first starting out in radio and I was 21, I took a bunch of napkins from Jimmy John's. I'd go get my Italian number 9 nightclub. Oh, it was so good. And I'd grab a thick, we're talking 3 or 4 inches of napkins. And sometimes it had to work till payday came around. I got caught actually taking toilet paper from work. And our HR person said, hey, if you do that again, you will be fired for a roll of toilet paper. So I never did that. But at a radio company that will not be named, I stole. And I was looking back at it, I would say if Liv did that like right now, I'm like, you're so stupid. But I don't know why in my head I justified it. I was like part-time in radio. That kind of gives away where I was then. I stole like a $300 leather chair out of our conference room.
Are you joking?
Yes. And I was so freaked out. I didn't realize just how young and dumb I was at the time. I didn't realize we actually had cameras in the building.
How many times have you almost been fired?
Oh, a lot. I've been fired a lot, too. So, I mean, that's my thing right there. You can let us know things you've taken from work or maybe somebody you know took it. Wink, wink, wink. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it is Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it this morning. This is insane. You ever go somewhere like warm where there's sharks in the water? Because I think I went to Costa Rica once and there was a possibility of sharks, but I never saw any. But I mean, Alex, you've been to Mexico. Isn't there sharks around there?
I don't know. I saw dolphins, but I didn't see a shark. I'm sure, you know, somewhere in the ocean there are sharks, obviously. So,
okay,
probably.
Well, this scares the crap out of me. This story is amazing. A father describes saving his 8-year-old son, Asher, from a shark attack while the family was on vacation in the Bahamas. Asher was bitten on the shoulder, but is okay. Here's the dad talking about the son and the attack.
It was explained to us that nurse sharks may have a little bit of a suction feature on their mouths. Whatever reason the shark did that for, it absolutely meant to do it.
It hurt really bad.
I was able to put my hands around the shark, and my left hand went into the gills of the shark, and my right hand kind of touched the fin on the right side. But as soon as I did that, the shark let go of Asher.
Man, like, would you be brave enough to do that? Because you hear people say, like, I'd punch him in the nose.
But yeah, I've always heard punch a shark in the nose to get it off of you.
Uh-huh.
But I would be so scared to wrap my hands
around
it.
Listen to this cute little voice saying it's kind of why he thinks the shark went after him.
There was a shark at my feet, and I jumped over it. But there was a different shark behind me, and I think it thought that I was trying to hurt that shark that Aww. I jumped over. So it came and bit me.
He's precious.
He's so cute.
By the way, I love the name Asher.
Yeah, it's very cute. Very cute.
By the way, this gives me a chance to play my favorite song. Hell yeah, it does. All right, you guys go to Starbucks often? My wife has like a card. She always recharges it, but I'm not a big Starbucks fan, but and I'm not because of this, but they're making news this morning for us because, well, they're adding content filters to their free Wi-Fi that will block their customers from watching explicit content in their stores, like porn.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Restaurant chains like McDonald's have been doing this since 2016. Well, somebody responded, a porn website said in their, I guess, internal memo that they will be updating their company policy to ban all Starbucks products from its offices beginning January 1st, 2019. The company's statement reads, you porn now runs on Dunkin'.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy. Who wants to be next to someone in Starbucks when they're watching porn?
Yeah,
like,
come
on.
I was at a public library once and there was a guy. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Are you serious?
I was in the library. I was just looking for a book. And I'm, you know, there's a whole row of computers. I'm like, oh my God.
I am telling you what, that happens all the time in libraries, at least on college campuses.
Ew.
Now, I know Liv the Web Girl put up a Christmas tree like right after Thanksgiving, but has anybody else done the Christmas tree thing?
Me.
Porkchop, what about you?
I don't have a house.
Oh, wow. Got to make everybody in the room feel awkward because they do. Okay, well, apparently you guys might be behind the latest trend. They're saying black Christmas trees are the hottest trend this season. Wayfair has seen a 70% increase year over year in site searches for black Christmas trees in 2018. Another online retailer said that black Christmas trees are up on their website for sales about 20% since last year. And the hashtag black Christmas tree has been used nearly 9,000 times on Instagram.
What color lights?
I don't know. Like, would you go with white? What would work well with black?
Yeah, I would probably go with white.
That would look so cool.
Honestly, that's a very big Kris Jenner move, I feel like.
I don't like it.
It looks like creepy to me. If you see one of them, you can just check it out. Search hashtag black Christmas tree. And you're like, oh, okay. It looks kind of scary to me.
As long as they're not trying to, you know, mock like anything. It's like because trees, when they catch on fire, they usually, you know, when they turn charcoal, they're darker.
Well, thanks for bringing us down, Pork Chop.
Man, you're 2 for 2 on that one. Well,
I don't think that was their plan.
Okay, good.
No, here, let's see if you can go 3 for 3. My last story for Joe's Need to Know News. You can check these all out, by the way, at joeandalexshow.com. You ever go to those touch kiosks like in stores where you can order your food?
Sure.
You just punch it in? Do you like that? You think it's nice? What are your thoughts?
I think that it's taking American jobs away. It's a stupid idea.
So you do not like it. Okay. Liv, do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really think about that. I just think it's like convenient, and I always order my food in such a specific way that it makes it so much easier to do it on this kiosk.
Is the convenience worth getting you sick, though?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Traces of doo-doo and deadly bacteria were found on a number of McDonald's touchscreens kiosks. Researchers swabbed kiosks in 8 restaurants and found traces of gut bacteria in every single one of them. While some had a host of infectious causing bacterias, one even had a bacteria that could cause blood poisoning and toxic shock syndrome. Disgusting.
That is so gross. Here's a PSA. If you are not washing your hands for the full length of the ABCs, then you are not washing your hands long enough. Everyone out there washing their hands, just say the ABCs to yourself.
I thought it was the happy birthday song. Are those the same length?
I think they're like the same length.
Hold on. Let's see. You do ABC. You do happy birthday on 3. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
I think you adopted my tune.
I know. I couldn't help it. And then I also like kind of forgot the alphabet at the same time too.
Oh my God. We love you, Liv.
So I was trying to think of what letter comes next.
I could just do it backwards in 3 seconds.
ZYXWETSRQPONMKHGFTCBNA. That is why people are getting doo-doo on their hands.
Yeah, this is definitely going to make me think twice before I order a number 2 next time. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can actually follow the entire show. Me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. And you can still see that really creepy photo of producer Porkchop dressed up. We're going to be talking to his boyfriend's aunt in about 30 minutes from now. Gosh, Porkchop, you make things weird.
Great.
Yep. Does anybody have a really weird name that you know? You're like, oh my God, what's your name? Because I don't really know anybody with a weird name. I know people with like old names. Like I know somebody named like Helga or like, what is it? Not, I think maybe it's Bernice. It's something like it's an older woman name, but I can't think of that. Other than that, everybody I know
like
has got
a
normal
stupid name.
Well, I wouldn't say stupid.
I would.
Oh, really? Wow. Hater. Well, this will top them all. A woman's daughter named... Well, I even forget how to say this. It's spelled A-B-C-D-E.
A-B-City. That's how you pronounce it. A-B-City. Which sounds like freaking obesity.
Wait, and how is it spelled again?
A-B-C-D-E.
A-B-C-D-E. I mean.
It's like the alphabet, Liv. A-B-C-D-E.
Right.
Well, Southwest Airlines was forced to apologize this week after a mom accused some of its employees of mocking the 5-year-old daughter that she has. This happened a few weeks ago. She was traveling from El Paso, Texas with her daughter, A-B-C-D-E, also pronounced Absidy or obesity, whatever you want to say, when she heard the gate agent start talking to other employees like, oh my God, look at this name. The agent even took a photo of the girl's boarding pass and she posted it on her personal social media. And that's where a friend of the mom, I guess, somehow saw it a couple of weeks later. And, apparently there was an apology going on. And in doing some research here, did you know that there are apparently more than 300 children that have also been named obesity or absidity or whatever the hell this is.
A-B-City.
I can't even handle it. It's A-B-C-D-E to me.
If I was that person like working in the airport, I 1,000% would have put that on my social media. I'm sorry. I'm just going to admit it now. And it's just like who's named that? That's just wild. It's not so much like making fun of them. It's just like.
Oh, I'd make fun of
them. Has anybody heard of like really weird ass names? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This mom's really upset. Like she feels like
of course she
this
is
out of line. Now, what would you guys feel like if it was somebody you knew? I mean, put yourself in her shoes.
I think that if you are going to name your child something like obesity, I think you have to realize the mockery that is what's going to happen. It's ignorant to think that it's not going to. Now, I have said that I want 3 boys, and I want to name them Chief, Scout, and Coach.
Oh, my God!
Dog names.
Yes.
I think they're so cute. Am I expecting them to maybe get a little made fun of? Yes, but that'll just make them have a good sense of humor. They can laugh about it and be like, yeah, but like, whatever. I mean,
I can't believe that doesn't even make sense, Liv. You're saying don't, if you're a parent, don't name your kid something like this and then, you know, not expecting to make fun
expect.
Of it. And, but so then you're knowingly going to put your child in that situation?
Yeah, but like, I don't think anything's you're
like,
wrong.
You're like, it'll put hair on their chest.
Yeah, it'll make them stronger.
Like, I don't think anything's wrong with like, as long as they're not like, being bullying them, but as long as they're like, oh, okay, coach.
Well, like, they're for sure going to get bullied. This kid's getting bullied on a national level. And I will say this.
Oh my God. Bullied on a national level.
She is. Well, everybody's talking about this story, and clearly this kid's being brought up.
No one's attacking her. They're just saying, what is this name? That's wild.
Well, right. The name
they're making
more,
fun of it. We're laughing about it.
The name is insane. And when I say this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, I'm not trying to attack the child. I'm trying to say the parent is in the wrong. But some people, I'm sure, are going to make fun of the kid there herself. However, I did go to high school with someone named Hickory Ham. His last name was Ham. Yeah, his last name was Ham, and his parents named him Hickory.
See, I want to be best friends with his parents because I bet they're hilarious. There's a tweet on social media from Allie Elizabeth, and she said, when I was a student teaching, there was a child in my class named Yahinus. Y-A apostrophe H-Y-N-E-S-S.
Whoa.
All right, let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, you're a teacher?
Yes.
Oh, God, I bet you've heard some good names in the classroom.
Oh, absolutely. But my favorite one was I had a girl. Her name was LaDasha, and it was spelled L-A-A.
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of people having that name.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had everything written on her lunchbox and stuff, and I had it spelled wrong. So I had to go through and spell everything.
Oh gosh. Hey, thank you, Stephanie, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Okay, you will not believe what Vanna Lawrence just tweeted us. She said, my cousin is a teacher and one of her kids was named Shafid.
Right.
Okay. Either way.
Right.
There we go. Thank you. Mark the time right now that I just had a heart attack because of something. Okay. That being said, you can let us know you got some weird names like that tweet we had right there. Let us know at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Also, all the stuff we do on the show is up online, joeandalexshow.com. So yesterday on Twitter, there was some trouble a-brewing.
There was a massive story going on, not only on Twitter, but at Twitter, like the real-life Twitter HQ, the headquarters in California, because this investigative journalist, her name is Laura Loomer. She's kind of unconventional. She's a little different. She's not like a normal, like, serious journalist. I mean, she does.
Of course, Alex would know about her then.
She's known for crazy stunts and things like that, so she's done kind of similar things, but things kind of came to a head for her. She was blocked and banned, actually, for life from Twitter.
For life? Wow.
Because she tweeted something that I would say is more of a conservative viewpoint, and Twitter just kicked her off and said, you're not going to be on here anymore. And so essentially she took some handcuffs, walked down to Twitter headquarters, chained herself to the front door, and this was the number one worldwide trend all of yesterday on Twitter. So it's pretty crazy because this girl gets herself kicked off, but then still is the number one trend on the site she's kicked off of. But she was essentially just protesting and making a stance. A lot of conservatives that use Twitter and all social networks feel like they are being shadow banned or unfairly targeted and docked followers and, you know, kicked off sites and things like that for being conservative. And so she was essentially being like, you know, I'm over this. Like, you're unfairly targeting conservatives. So anyway, then it got me thinking and Joe thinking, well, where have you been kicked out of or banned from? Because two members on our show have been banned from things.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, I'm glad to say that this place that one time I was banned from and had the police called on me, I am now allowed back. They no longer will not block me for going in there. And that would be my hometown of Howell, Michigan. I am allowed to go back to the Taco Bell on Grand River.
Why?
Well, I am allowed there now. There was, after a high school game Friday night, it was a big rivalry with the other hometown, Brighton, Michigan. And it was our homecoming game. And we all went there and we partied it up. Then the Brighton crew rolled up, tried to talk some smack, and we threw burritos at them.
You were throwing their food?
Yeah, hard to believe I'd waste a burrito, but I threw a bean burrito at some kid's car.
That is the most surprising part of this story. You're right.
Yeah, I know. Rest in peace to that bean burrito. You know, you served a greater purpose than feeding me, though. You showed that kid what's up. So I guess it kind of started a little fight when I did that. I never got actually punched or anything, but there was a scuffle. Taco Bell called the cops, and I was just hanging out there because I didn't do anything. The cops got there. Everybody already was gone. And I was like getting into my car. As I'm getting into the car, the cop pulls up and gets out of his car and says, "Freeze! Don't move! Hands in the air!" I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm 18. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I don't think they drew their gun on me, but they told me to freeze. Like, they were, like, ready to do something.
They were ready to dance.
Yep. So I didn't get charged with anything, but they said, hey, they no longer want you on the property. If you do, you'll be charged with, I forget, it was trespassing or something.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
So that really crushed my soul, being banned from Taco Bell. Eventually, though, I started going back through the drive-thru about 2 months later. And they're like, oh, you're back.
I'm
like,
they didn't care?
They let me through.
Nice. So, that's nice.
But guys, it was pretty much hell on earth.
I'm sure it was for you.
Two months of no Taco Bell in my life.
Yeah.
Anybody else been kicked out or banned?
I actually was banned from, I've been banned from a couple places, actually. I've only been banned from two places, technically. And I've been kicked out of a bar before my junior year of college. And then I also have been banned from a concert venue in Cincinnati.
What'd you do?
I was in high school and I was doing some activities that only 21-year-olds are allowed to do because I was a stupid high schooler and it was a mistake and I ended up getting a misdemeanor.
Ooh, you have a misdemeanor?
Well, you got a minor in possession because you were drinking?
Yeah.
A criminal on the show.
I know.
Wow. How do they get through all the things? We have background checks.
Well, I mean, a misdemeanor. Well, it got taken off my record because it was like, all you have to do is like 20 hours of community service and like they'll take it off your record.
And what else were you banned from?
I was banned from my sorority. So that was lit.
For
wait,
what?
You got kicked out?
I got kicked out of my sorority. And this is what's crazy. I was already an alumni. So it was my fifth year of college, and you're only allowed to be in a sorority for 4 years. It's my fifth year of college, and they kicked me out because, do you guys know what icing is with the Smirnoff Ice?
Yes.
Okay, so you hide a Smirnoff Ice, and then like you surprise your friend or someone with it, and they have to get down on a knee and chug it. And so after recruitment, one summer when I was a fifth year, my best friend Brooke was a fifth year, we decided to ice our three best friends who were all seniors still in the sorority. I put on my Snapchat story for literally 5 minutes and it goes viral around our campus and all five of us get kicked out of our sorority.
I didn't even know that you could do that, kicking out alumni from a sorority.
Yeah, that's hey. Liz pretty bad to get kicked out as an alumni.
It was news to everyone I know. No one knew that that could happen.
So
but
I know
it
that
did.
Sororities are really picky, though, about you wearing their letters and singing their songs and all these different things. So technically, you spent all of your college years in the sorority.
Yes.
And now
so
can
much
you not
money.
Wear the sweaters and
so,
stuff?
Oh, I don't care. I bought those sweaters. I'm wearing them.
But
I
what did they tell you?
Creed.
Did they tell you you can't?
Yeah, and they wanted me to send back my pin because we have a pin in our sorority that we have to wear for formal things. Guess how much that was?
How much?
$325.
Wow.
I am not sending that pin back. Yeah, you can shove it because that's not coming back to you.
New topic, our sorority's pyramid schemes.
Yes! Coming up next
are.
On the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Sharon Osbourne slammed Kim Kardashian for sharing video of herself and Kanye West flying in a totally empty 747. She said, no big deal, just taking a private 747, Kim said the other day from inside this double-decker plane on an Instagram story. And a lot of people roasting her like, you know, you're so out of touch. Like, this is just insane. It's so excessive. That's unnecessary. Blah, 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 blah. So here is Sharon going off about it.
There are millions and millions of people that don't live your lives, that look up to you. Don't shove it down people's throats. It is obnoxious.
Rita Ora and Andrew Garfield are in the early stages of a relationship. Soon after, Kerr split from music producer Andrew Watt. Andrew Garfield played the lead in 2012's The Amazing Spider-Man and the sequel in 2014. He dated La La Land actress Emma Stone for 4 years until 2015. A source close to the singer said Rita let slip to pals about her brewing romance about a month ago, but in recent days, things have started to heat up, and she says what they have is the real deal. It's still very early in their relationship, but they like each other. They're seeing what happens. A source close to Rita said that their schedule is kind of making things difficult, but they do have a real connection, and so they're going to see how that goes.
That's cool.
Are Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton not getting along? A source told the Daily Mail the royal lifestyle and constraints are taking time for Meghan to get used to. She's a woman who has lived life into her 30s in her way, and she's been, you know, a relatively successful actress. She's got her own humanitarian interests and her own circle of friends. She's very self-sufficient, and so understanding the palace way, the politics, and, you know, the fact that there's a pecking order is taking a while for Meghan to get her head around. But while there are some tensions behind the scenes, the source says Kate is pretty unflappable, and nothing has become so bad between her and William and Harry and Meghan that makes, you know, anyone want to move out of the palace. People are genuinely pleased, I guess, to see Meghan and Harry so happy.
That's good.
What does flappable mean?
Unflappable, like nothing's bothering her.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Tom Hanks is in early talks to play the fatherly figure Geppetto, right? That's how you say his name, in Disney's live-action adaptation of its classic animated tale Pinocchio. The original animated movie tells the tale about a living puppet who, with the help of a cricket as his conscience, must prove himself worthy to become a real boy. I'm a real boy. Geppetto is the puppeteer who created Pinocchio and eventually becomes the fatherly figure he always wanted. Tom Hanks has a really busy next year ahead of him. He's going to be in the World War II pick Greyhound. He's going to return in the Toy Story world with Toy Story 4. He's going to be Woody in the fourth installment of that movie. And he's currently filming the untitled Mr. Rogers movie in which he plays the iconic TV personality and now this. So big year for Tom Hanks coming up.
I cannot wait for that Mr. Rogers movie. And this sounds cool too.
Coming up in the garbage in less than an hour, Megan Fox finally admitted if she did hook up with her Transformers co-star, Shia LaBeouf.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you missed it yesterday, we had probably one of the funniest moments ever on the show. And that was when producer Porkchop told us about his embarrassing moment with his boyfriend's aunt at her house.
My boyfriend's aunt lives here. I'm moving in with her, and her bed just looks so comfortable. But before I even get in the bed, I look over and her closet's open, and there's, I don't know what it was, but some sort of like Halloween costume or something. It was like a cow or a goat head.
What?
So I just took a selfie with it. I'm still wearing the goat head. I climbed in bed, no big deal. Pull up the covers, and what do I hear? Door unlocking. She came home on the lunch break and she sees me in her bed in a cow goat costume. Hold on, I've got the picture. Liv, Joe, Alex, look.
Yeah, it was beyond embarrassing. You can actually see the photo right now on our Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. So with that being said, there is actually a lot of speculation that the costume she has is a furry costume.
Ooh.
So we're going to confront her about the entire situation and get the scoop next when we talk to her right here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Things got weird yesterday on the Joe and Alex Show. Producer Porkchop, this is what went down yesterday if you missed it.
My boyfriend's aunt lives here. I'm moving in with her, and her bed just looks so comfortable. But before I even get in the bed, I look over and her closet's open, and there's, I don't know what it was, but some sort of like Halloween costume or something. It was like a cow or a goat head.
What?
So I just took a selfie with it. I'm still wearing the goat head. I climbed in bed, no big deal. Pull up the covers, and what do I hear? Door unlocking. She came home on the lunch break and she sees me in her bed in a cow goat costume. Hold on, I've got the picture. Liv, Joe, Alex, look.
Wow, Porkchop, that is impressive.
Yeah, I just need to keep my hands to myself.
And the last time we talked to you, she had walked out. Your aunt walks in. Your aunt Rhonda walks in, sees you in her bed in this costume, and just leaves. And you guys hadn't spoken. So we have your aunt Rhonda on the phone.
Yeah, say hi to your aunt Rhonda. Go ahead.
Hi, Aunt Rhonda.
Hi.
And, well, your boyfriend's Aunt Rhonda, but you say Aunt Rhonda.
Well, I mean, pretty much now she's Aunt Rhonda.
Right. You guys, yeah. You and your boyfriend have been together for a really long time, so that makes sense. And so last night, what happened between you guys when you finally saw each other after all this and we talked about it on the air and everything?
Well, for me, it was a little awkward. And I think that's why Aunt Rhonda didn't want me to know what was going on. It's because of the conversation we had last night. So go ahead, Aunt Rhonda. I'll let you tell them.
Yeah. What? First, let's start with your reaction to walking into your house. You get home, I'm assuming on lunch break, and you see producer Porkchop in a full head-to-toe goat costume in your bed tucked in.
Yeah, so I'm pretty laid back. So when I saw that, I mean, obviously I was a little bit like, weirded out, but for the most part, I just wanted to keep Ellie secret. And so basically.
And who is Ellie? You know, let me pause you. Who's Ellie?
Yeah, so Ellie's my daughter, and she's a furry. And so I keep her costumes. So she kind of has a lot of different costumes. So I keep some of them in my closet. And, you know, she just made me promise not to tell anyone about being a furry.
And wow.
So, I didn't want anybody to know. That's why I had that costume, and I wasn't ready to have the conversation without talking to her first. And so yesterday, after kind of that happened, I went and talked to her, and then finally we kind of all kind of had a little powwow, and, you know, she was able to tell Garrett kind of a little bit about her life and things like that.
We say producer Porkchop. Yeah, not Garrett.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's fine. Don't worry. But yeah, and so it was interesting, very eye-opening to me because I had no idea. I've never even heard of this.
So wait, how old is this girl, Ellie?
Ellie's 15. And so
Go
ahead. Why are you saying that?
Well, because she's 15 and she's a furry. That's kind of like an adult community, is it not?
No, it's just a costume. It's, and you know, I know some kids, they dress up as these things because, I don't know, for instance, I had a friend who, when he was younger, he was very secluded. And he felt like he couldn't be himself, but he worked at Chuck E. Cheese, and he dressed up as Chucky. So when he was Chuck E. Cheese, he could go around to the kids and be cool, but when he was out of costume, he was just, you know, he felt like he was socially awkward.
And what is a furry exactly for those just tuning in that may have never heard this term before?
It's just somebody that just dresses up in a costume. So she really didn't find her friends until kind of this group emerged, and you know, I take her to conventions, and you know, I kind of just hang back in the hotel, and she goes, and she really comes out of her shell at these conventions. It's just kind of a social group.
I have the definition right here, furry, not Urban Dictionary, but just dictionary.com. It says that it's an enthusiastic person for animal characters with human characteristics, in particular, a person who dresses up in costume as such as a character or an avatar online.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool.
Now, I have a cousin, an adult cousin.
Is it Jeremy?
No, it's not my cousin Jeremy. This is the cousin that came to my wedding in a kilt, and he's not Irish or Scottish, and he brought moonshine to it. So there's that, even though we had alcohol at our wedding. And he dresses up. Actually, his profile pic on Facebook is him as a furry. I don't know the character, but it's like a blue and white wolf. And I've heard from him and the family that he dresses that, but also when he gets together at these conventions, I think Chicago is one of the big ones, that they...
I think that's this weekend, by the way.
Maybe pancake it up a little bit?
They flip pancakes together, like strangers from the internet that are dressed up?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay, see, that
and
would be...
And that's what I've heard, but
yes.
That's what he told me, too.
I have heard that it is like a fetish type of thing, and so my concern is that she is a 15-year-old girl.
No.
And, well...
Not saying she is, but still, like,
you
what
have,
if?
You need to be aware of that, Aunt Rhonda, because I would say that your daughter could be, not is, but could be lying to you about why she is in this community, and it is, she does have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever in this community that she does meet up with to hook up with. And
Alex.
Not only that, but well, teens lie. I mean, that's just a fact. I lied so much to my parents when I was in high school about going to parties and who I was dating and what I was doing. I mean, that's just how we are. But the thing is that when you are in costume, I am pretty sure I've heard, and Joe, you can speak on this because you have a cousin that does it. They are in that costume the entire time. And so, like, she may not know who she's really talking to or communicating with in this community, in this costume, at these conventions from the internet. It could be a grown man.
I don't think that's a fair assumption. I mean, don't you, Aunt Rhonda, you go with her, right?
Yes, I think it's just like a mascot party. I don't think that it's anything, that they're doing anything bad. And Ellie is sweet. I have access to her Instagram, her Facebook. I read her text messages. And nothing weird has gone on through that.
Okay, Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media, which is Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram?
Amanda says, yeah, she is definitely lying.
What?
So, and all I will say is that there are conventions for actual mascots, and they are not the same as furry conventions, and teenagers lie. All I'm going to say.
No. I'm just a little concerned, like Alex and kind of Liv is. I'm wondering what anybody that is actually, you know, a fellow furry thinks about this, and they could be honest. Are we just totally hearing like one or two like unique circumstances, or does Alex have a point? Hey, you might want to be watching what your daughter does or who she talks to. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you are calling in as a furry, please take your mask off so we can hear you. That would be greatly appreciated.
We're asking, Ellie is telling her mom, oh, I'm only a furry and I only go to these conventions and stuff to make friends and hang out with friends in the furry community, mm-hmm. which is an online world, if you will, and where people dress up in these lifelike animal costumes, and it is known that they are hooking up with each other, and it's kind of a fetish thing.
Well, wait a minute. Because I saw, Aunt Rhonda, I saw your husband they make little badges. And these badges are for the minors at these conventions to let them know that they're minors.
Oh, so like so, don't hook up with this minor? Is that what that means?
Right. No, they just, that's not why they're doing it.
I'm not saying that, I think minors and minors will do things with or without a badge, just how some minors will drink alcohol without an ID.
But the parents are there.
I agree. Her mom is not there. Her mom is in a hotel room while her daughter is at the convention by herself.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Yeah, what do you want to say, Aunt Rhonda?
I just think that they're just going to have fun. If it was something illegal or doing weird things, why would they let minors there anyway?
Precisely.
And two, like, what are they going to do? Go behind a plant at the Marriott? You know, they're just there.
All right, Live the Web Girl, what's up?
Julia on Twitter said, my preteen daughter asked me for one of the fur costumes as well. She does have social anxiety. She said she researched it and it helps with that. So I'm so interested to hear everyone's opinion. And then Nick said, there's a difference between furries and mascots. I took a flipping pancakes class in college, just FYI.
I would absolutely never, if my life depended on it, let my kid join this community where it is known to be a weird, inappropriate realm where there are a lot of pedos lurking around the corners looking for kids that are in this community that have social anxiety and all these different problems getting along with people in their schools. This is setting your kid up to be groomed and manipulated by a grown adult online.
Now, that might be a little bit of an overreach, and that's what I'm kind of wondering about there. I don't know if that's the case, but I'm wondering if maybe this daughter, though, doesn't realize that, hey, some people hook up. But then we're getting tweets this morning at Joe and Alex Show saying, no, it is a community. It's just people that like to dress up. Maybe like we feel more confident when we're as a character or somebody else, which we all do that in different ways. You know, just in real life, we pretend to be something, the best version of ourselves. But they're saying a very small percentage flip pancakes.
833-JOE-ALEX. Call us 833-JOE-ALEX. Would you let your child do this? Do you think that this kid is probably telling the truth, or could she be fibbing and has a kind of a secret life going on?
I don't know.
Cloud Angel Dragon said, most of us suit for the fun of it. The flipping pancakes is a very small percent, and not a lot do that. Besides, a suit are way too hot.
Well, yeah, that's why, like, you know, you just do the pork chop thing. You keep the mask and the gloves on. That's all you really need, right? I mean, I don't think it's possible if you keep the whole thing on. Is there, like, a hole that comes out or something?
Now, Joe, your cousin is a furry.
Yes, he
is. Does he partake in the flipping pancakes?
Yeah,
with
that's what I mentioned earlier. He does that, and he says sometimes he'll keep the mask or the head thing on.
Hey, Aunt Rhonda.
Yeah.
After all of this, am I still allowed at your house?
Yes, of course. I mean, I really, you guys could tell me any which way. I really think Ellie is just, this is something that gives her a sense of community and something to look forward to. And it's really helped her flourish in other areas of her life. And I really, if it was something dangerous, I don't think she'd be doing it. I trust my daughter.
She might be going into it innocently, but like I said, then she gets manipulated.
Adam, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Are you a furry, first of all?
No, I'm not, but I have a couple of friends who are.
Okay, then maybe you can explain something, because I only have a cousin.
Yeah, well, locally here in Indy, there is a fur con, and a lot of the people there, and a majority of the people in these communities, are very, very much like, they're good people, and they're also very strict about consenting adultship and making sure that if you are in the community and you want to participate in something like that, that you have to be a part of, you know, a consenting adult so that you're not confusing kids.
Okay.
And it is very much an open community.
Yeah, just think about it this way, though. Whether or not you agree, yes, I will make sure, you know, that I'm only canoodling with adults and whatever, there are people that are going to try to get with kids are not going to be trying to rule follow. They don't care.
Just remember, there are people in other communities, no matter what community, that also don't do that as well.
That's true.
You can't just act like it's one thing only. Like, oh, if they're doing that,
that's 100%. They're everywhere. They could, you know, be doctors, lawyers. They're everywhere, obviously.
Hey, Adam, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Jamie on the Joe and Alex show. You're saying there's nothing creepy about this.
No, not at all. It is just like Comic-Con. People dress up because they don't feel comfortable in their everyday lives. So they dress up as, like, their favorite superheroes. It's nothing different than dressing up as your favorite kind of dog or cat or...
What do you dress up as, Jamie?
I don't. I'm a huge fan of Comic-Con, and I don't see anything wrong with it. If a kid wants to dress up as a cat because she thinks they're cute, then go for it.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you, Jamie, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Live the Web Girl, what up?
All right, we're still getting a ton of tweets, and hey there, Nick said, I know how kids are, and... hell no would my kid ever be doing this. And then Azel said producer Porkchop should go to the next convention with her, which I think is a great idea.
Okay. So who would I'd need a costume, right?
You can borrow one from her.
Yeah, it seems like that one fit. All right, Aunt Rhonda, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex show. We appreciate it, and we're sorry Porkchop makes everything so difficult.
No, I love Porkchop.
She kind of had a hard time saying that. All right, Aunt Rhonda here on the Joe and Alex show. Probably not the last time that we'll hear from her. It's the Joe and Alex show. Good morning. Good morning. This is one of the cutest and most ingenious things I've ever heard. Kind of scary at first, but tell me what you think about this one. A pet hamster got stuck in a tiny pipe for almost a week, and it was finally able to escape thanks to a miniature handmade ladder. Listen to this story. Jamie the hamster was being looked after by a friend of his owner when he managed to get trapped down a pipe. Oh, no!
Oh, Jamie!
It was kind of like under the sink somehow, so I don't know how he got in there, but he did. The pet became wedged in between the pipes of the water pipes, and his pet sitter was unable to get him out. After 6 days of failed rescue attempts, they tried everything to get him out.
I can't believe he survived that.
Well, here's how he did. They were dropping food down the pipe. Like,
I was wondering how he ate.
Little pieces of cheese. Aww. For Jamie.
Why didn't they call somebody sooner than that? Why didn't they call, like, some, you know, one to cut the pipe off?
Well, nobody wants to call. I mean, that's not as embarrassing as getting stuck in something as yourself, but do you really want to call, like, I got my hamster stuck in a pipe. Okay, we'll be right over. Well, they dropped the food down the pipe for Jamie. Animal welfare charity, it's called RSPCA, this is over, I believe, in England, was finally called. Animal welfare officer Allison Sparks helped and leapt into action with a tiny handcrafted ladder. It was 3 feet long, and she cut it up from old wire mesh that was around there. It was pretty much custom built. So she custom built like this long little narrow ladder out of wire mesh. And yes.
HGTV, hamster garden TV.
Flip this hamster. The the little hamster, Jamie, was able to get out of the trap spot and climb up the ladder 3 feet in all the safety. Now, Jamie was a little thirsty. You know, 6 days without water, aww, which is like the water pipes there. Too bad it wasn't a little leaky. But I think that's absolutely incredible, like saving this little hamster. And you got to see, maybe we can put it on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. Just the ladder is so cute. It's this little 3 foot like play ladder that they made out of the little mesh.
I love any of these pictures and videos people make of miniature things for hamsters. I see it all the time.
I just love anything miniature at all. So I constantly am watching those YouTube videos of like the miniature like kitchens,
yes,
and cooking things. And I just like picture like little mini like mouses and hamsters and rodents like eating it and sitting it down like Stuart Little.
All right. Well, there you go. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We want to hear about your terrible first date. What made it so bad? Or maybe it was just in general, a terrible date that you went on with someone. Could have been somebody you met at church. Could have met them on Tinder or Bumble. This story, wow, this one's impressive. Our number again is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A guy ended up taking a girl that he met on Tinder on a date to a very sad place. They were connecting and talking. He said, hey, when I pick you up, make sure you're wearing a nice black dress. So what would you assume if a guy tells you, Alex, on Bumble or Twitter, like, hey, make sure you wear a nice black dress?
100% that we're doing a very fancy or nice dinner.
Okay. Live the web, girl. What would you think if a guy told you that? What would you say?
I'd figure we're going to some sort of like Broadway show. Or something like something.
So both of these really nice events, like you want to look your best. Okay, I'm not saying you're wrong, but for this story here about a bad date, you're totally wrong. This guy ended up picking her up in his car, and he ended up taking her to his grandma's funeral.
Oh
my word.
Yeah, she's like, what the hell's going on? She realized that when they actually pulled in to the funeral home, she's like, what are we doing? She actually went in with him and sat through the whole service, you know, paying respect to this guy's grandma. And then afterwards, she took an Uber back. She didn't go to the wake.
Why would he not tell her? And why would he think it was okay to bring a girl he barely knew to that?
I have no clue. But
you know what it is? People nowadays cannot be alone. Like, you are incapable of doing things by yourself without having a friend or somebody there. It's like something like that you should just go to with your family and people that actually knew the person. If it's a funeral, you don't get a freaking stranger from Tinder to go with you.
But is that a terrible idea for a first date? Because,
yes,
first of all, let me dispute that. How about this? You're going to get all the family stuff out of the way. You're going to meet everybody. And you'll get to know about his grandma, who, you know, maybe he has fun memories. Like, that lady right there, that's my grandma. I remember this one time. So you get to meet usually the whole family. So that gets it out of the way. As far as the guy and the girl, you don't have to worry about who's paying for the meal, because at the wake, everybody, you know, like, doesn't have to worry about that. The family usually covers the cost of that. I know it's unconventional, but I don't know if that's necessarily the worst first date ever.
Wow. No, that is really bad. Now, I've had interesting dates. I know that one time, some people would have said this is a bad date. I thought it was hilarious. So, you know, I'm into weird.
You're the creepiest person I know.
Oh, well, if you like creepy, just wait. This guy picks me up and takes me to one of the most haunted places in the world, like where I grew up in Kentucky. It used to be, it was on the Travel Channel for specials and things like that about how haunted it is. So he takes me to this haunted place, and on the way to this haunted, it's an old tuberculosis hospital. On the way there, he turns around and says, actually, we got to go back to my apartment and get something before we go ghost hunting together. I'm like, well, what do we have to go get? We drove back to his apartment to get a gun, because we were going to go ghost hunting. Woo!
Wait, you're going to shoot yourself a ghost?
Yes.
We're gonna go ghost hunting at the tuberculosis hospital. Get us some ghost boys.
Okay.
So we show up to the old haunted tuberculosis hospital, gun in hand, ready for some ghosts.
How many ghosts did you shoot that night?
We didn't shoot any. Luckily, we didn't see anything.
We didn't hit our limit that week. Okay. Brandon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Tell us about a terrible date. Brandon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, what's up? Tell us about that terrible date, Brandon.
Yeah, so probably about a couple years ago, a few years ago, I met this girl online on Tinder. We were talking for a little while, and we decided to go out and, you know, get some dinner and catch up and then, you know, see where it went and how we connected. So we met up and we had some dinner. We decided to go out and, you know, maybe go see a movie together. And so we started to drive for about a total of 30 minutes. But during that drive, about every once she started to complain a little bit on how she just needed to smoke some cigarettes. So yeah. During that drive, about every 10 minutes, she had to ask to stop and get out for a second and do something. And I was like, what's going on?
Wow.
So when I noticed she getting out, she was actually walking around on the ground looking for used cigarette butts.
Oh, gross,
ew.
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think anything could be worse than someone that smokes cigarettes. Sorry, not sorry. It's absolutely disgusting. Yeah. Don't ever start. If you do it, you should quit. And that girl smoking used cigarette butts. Oh.
Maybe she was looking for a sugar daddy to buy her some cigarettes.
Yeah, she wanted to get those Marlboro menthols. Now, let me ask you, how bad was the makeout session later at night?
Oh, God, no. I don't think it ever got to that point.
All right, Brandon. I was hoping you'd be like, well, it wasn't too bad. She brushed her teeth.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, at least she smoked, you know, American Spirit. So, you know, it's not that bad.
No, oh, she was a hipster.
There you go. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Brandon, for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. We appreciate it. Live the Web Girl, what up?
I actually had a friend who was taken on a first date to a strip club.
I bet.
Wait,
that
hold
was
on.
The
hold on.
Last...
Did the girl take the guy or did the guy take the girl?
The guy took the girl.
Okay.
To a strip club.
What'd she think of that? Because that's interesting.
She hung out for a little bit, let him buy her drinks, but literally was like, what in the world is going on? And then she ended up taking an Uber home.
Yeah, I mean, that's unique. But the same thing, too, to be said here, a lot of people that go to strip clubs would agree with this and know this, not necessarily for the skin you see, but the meat you eat is really good. Like, strip clubs have really good food.
Like chicken wings?
I've heard they have amazing steaks. I've heard they have amazing chicken wings. I mean, anybody, you can tweet us and back us up.
Yeah,
Alex,
you've heard
of all
you
people,
know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You can let us know, though, if you do, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Megan Fox has finally admitted if she hooked up with her former Transformers co-star Shia LaBeouf or not. She was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she was playing that Plead the Fifth game. I love when he does that. And so she admits whether or not they had a thing going on here.
I would confirm that it was romantic. I love him. I've never been, like, really quiet about that. I love him.
Yeah.
So
it was like an on-set romance that didn't go anywhere afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
A showmance.
I'm going to make that transform into something magical. Watch.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Kylie Jenner is following her hubby, Travis Scott, on the rapper's Astroworld tour. And she admitted that when she's traveling, in this little makeup video she posted yesterday on YouTube, that she gets a separate room in hotels just for this.
Me and Travis have our own room. So I always get a separate room for my wardrobe, my makeup, and also Stormy, so she could play around and have more space when we're in hotel rooms.
You could buy a whole floor or a hotel if she wanted to.
That is the coolest thing ever, and I thought I was excessive for packing a bag that I always check, even when I'm going somewhere for a night.
Well, you are excessive, but yes, just a different level.
Ricky Martin is being accused of cultural appropriation for wearing a Native American headdress in an Instagram photo. He captioned the photo, "What happens in Miami ends up on Instagram." It's not clear if he was trying to strike a Village People vibe or what, but the comment section lit up with accusations of cultural appropriation and counter-arguments about being offended for the sake of being offended. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, someone on the show got not themselves, but the entire show in trouble with our company. And I think this went all the way up to corporate, not just here locally. We're going to tell you what happened next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Sing along. It's time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, this poor guy, he's so dumb, I almost feel bad for him. 52-year-old dude named Peter on Tuesday was messaging with a lady of the night named Corrine. Online, she told him to send her $40 on PayPal, then she'd head to his place, and they'd flip some pancakes, and he could pay her another $50 when, you know, actually arrived. But after he sent her the money on PayPal, guess what happened?
What?
She never showed up.
Oh, no. Scam.
Oh, no. He told her he wanted his money back. She said, okay, I can do that, but there's going to be a refund charge. So he went to the cops to complain, saying, hey, this lady of the night ripped me off. I mean, to be fair, that's not cool. I mean, if you make a deal, you make a deal, right?
Right. I totally agree. The girl that does my nails got ripped off on like a Craigslist or something like that because someone said that they were selling their Adam Levine tickets, Maroon 5 tickets, and because his wife was going into labor, so they couldn't go. And he was like on his way to the hospital and she like drove to the hospital, like meet up with him. She had already paid him and never heard from him again.
That is a genius move, though.
That's a savage AF move to do.
That's heartless.
Yeah, yeah, your nail person's dumb, but that is so awesome.
Hey.
No offense. That's cool, though. Yeah, Peter thought, you know, hey, I won't get any trouble, like, if I'm complaining, because they actually never, you know, consummated the whole flipping pancakes thing. They talked about it, but, you know, they didn't actually do it.
Talking about it is still bad.
Yeah, well, and he did pay her beforehand, kind of a down, you know, a little layaway plan deposit. Unfortunately for him, he was wrong. The cops did arrest him for solicitation, and he could be looking at up to a year in jail for that. There's no word if they tracked her down yet, but a pretty sneaky move right there. I'm almost kind of impressed.
Of course.
You can check out the dummy of the day online at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And Alex wanted to take some time out of the show today, and she wanted to motivate us all. So go ahead and give us Alex's motivational minute. The floor is yours.
Look, I'm just saying that I am sick of seeing girls, especially bloggers on Instagram, captioning photos of themselves, like a selfie or an outfit picture, talking about spreading love. Like this girl that I follow, who's a blogger on Instagram, she has a ton of followers. Let me see. Almost 100,000 followers,
wait,
right?
Can you tell me the first letter of her name? I'm going to see if I know who it is.
A.
Okay.
So she just captions this selfie, "Let's spread some love." Wow, so inspiring. She's got all these comments. Let me just read to you some of the comments on this photo that I just cannot understand. My goodness, I just adore you. How is a human so beautiful inside and out? Are you human? Love you. Literally dying with heart eyes. You are the wind beneath my wings. Love your messages and positive vibes. You are always such a bright light, exactly where I need it. I needed this more than you'll ever know.
I mean, if you need, all you need is someone to say, "Let's spread love," I'm concerned. I don't know what is more annoying and almost humorous. The girl posting, "Let's spread love," thinking it's going to change some lives, or the lives that it's apparently actually changing.
Yes, this is beautiful. I love you and your heart. I love this so much. This is why I follow you, for your inspiring words. Get out of town.
It's not like she's going to win a freaking award for her writing skills.
And I see
this. Let's spread love. That is the most basic line in the entire world.
It's empty. It's generic. This does nothing to actually spread love. Here's the thing. Do a call to action. Talk about how you're volunteering at a soup kitchen. You have a favorite charity. Joe's involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Coming up in the new year, I'm going to be a child advocate. Like, these are things, like, if you're posting about it, like, it makes sense. Like, that is inspiring, and that's, you know, helping people want to get involved. But when you're saying generic Instagram captions like spread love, it's annoying, it's overdone, and it does nothing.
Also, I'm sorry, but nothing about an over-edited image that was taken by a professional photographer making you look absolutely gorgeous says, let's spread love. What about an over-filtered photo of yourself says, let's spread love?
What do
today?
You guys think of this? I saw this on Instagram. It says, my hair is fake and so are my eyelashes, but I'm always 100% real.
Love it.
Genuine.
Hey, I said that.
Let's talk about something.
Damn it.
Let's...
I was waiting for you like, that is the stupidest thing I ever heard.
See, here's the thing.
Because I saw that on Alex's Instagram.
It's authentic.
I wish more people and more bloggers and more post-bachelor and bachelorette girls posted things like that because they are fake AF. I am sorry, but I cannot handle it. Be real. Alex will never, ever be like, oh, I love my natural beauty. She's like, no.
No.
You know what? I have extensions in.
I'm ugly as hell.
I have eyelashes.
Yes.
And you know what? Sometimes I'm not feeling confident about myself because that is true and genuine. And you know what? The world needs more authenticity. Not fakeness.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
I love the ladies and I love the guys that are positive. I like to have my little Monday motivation quotes up on my Instagram,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course, because you're basic.
Basic also.
Basically trying to be a happy person,
also,
yes.
It's lame.
I'm saying stop the fakeness, the fake positivity. Like, let's spread love today.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Who wants to bet she saw that on a Dove chocolate she opened up? and probably only like ate half of it and then threw the other half away.
Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and I hope you can join me tonight and every Friday night, Club Now. We are live at Taps and Dolls from 11 to 1 p.m. It's also live on the radio. So what's going on inside the club? You hear on your radio, DJ Hugh Jeffner will be in the mix. Ladies, you're in before at midnight. You're in for free if you get in before then. Also, we got $25 bottles of champagne. It's going to be an awesome time, plus other drink specials. Man, it's so fun there. That's where you need to be every Friday night, 11 to 1, with Radio Now. It's Club Now. Alex, Live the Web Grill, Pork Chop. I hope you guys have yourself a wonderful weekend. Don't forget, on Monday, we're going to be coming back with some Murder Monday at 7:30.
That's right. See you then.
I'm just dying to see what we're going to do. All right, Alex, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop. We got to do one more thing before we leave, and that's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.